If it seems like the University of South Florida is receiving a lot of large financial gifts and renaming colleges after these donors, you'd be correct. For the fourth time since last September, USF has received a gift of at least $10 million. This time, though, it's not one of the business schools. It's the School of Mass Communications, which is taking the name of USF trustee and founder of the Fort Lauderdale-based Zimmerman Advertising, Jordan Zimmerman. I spoke with Jordan Zimmerman a few days before the announcement was made on Monday. Jordan, thank you for your time.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
To begin with, why a $10 million gift at this time?
You know, my passion has always been education, and this great university gave me my start. And I believe that it's part of the responsibility of the business community to give back, especially when you've had the success I have had and Zimmerman has had. And it all started right here at USF. USF gave me the opportunity to dream big, gave me the opportunity to build my confidence, and most importantly, educated me well so I was ready to go into the world with a differentiated business model for the ad world.
Between this and the previous gifts that you've given to USF, the School of Mass Communications and the advertising program, what do you hope that students get out of their time and the opportunities that those gifts provide?
You know, it's a good question. When we first started the program, we wanted to advance the curriculum, to make the curriculum relevant and important for the students today for two reasons. Number one, we got here, and it was 9.5 years ago. Only 12% of our students that graduated worked in the field of advertising. Today, over 72% work in the field. And let me say this. We have just begun. With the naming of the Zimmerman School of Advertising and Mass Communications, we have a vision and a goal. Our vision is to build the number one advertising and communications school in the country and perhaps the world. At USF, it has always been students first. And for Jordan Zimmerman and the Zimmerman family and foundation, it's always about the students first.
Will there be the large focus on advertising? Because there are other schools that make up the School of Mass Communications. There are other majors in there. How does the focus transfer, you know, across the board?
You know, success and inspiration is infectious. And I think you're going to see the influence that we have on the Zimmerman School of Advertising and Mass Communication will be infectious in the entire school. The encouragement will come to advance curriculums, first and foremost. Make every curriculum in the school a curriculum that is relevant and important to today for a couple of reasons. Number one, we want our students to be highly recruited at a premium. We want them to get a premium coming out of our school. Why? Because they're better trained for the real world today with a real experience coming into internship programs that aren't just basic internship programs, that are truly working internship programs where they learn to focus on the specialty within the degree that they're going to be graduating with.
Among the mass communications umbrella, of course, is advertising, and advertising being a field that is always going to be necessary, always going to be successful to some regard. When you get into the other parts of mass comm, like journalism and communications, radio, television, and the changing nature of that business, how can the college go about helping those students, you know, find careers in a changing world?
I think you're starting to see integrated media in every fashion. Look at iHeartRadio. iHeartRadio today not only offers just buying radio spots, they offer you an integrated solution. They have a database of over 80 million people. We will do the same thing here. We will teach our students what they can have in there because they can't look out and say, well, the radio business is dying or the newspaper business is dying. It's really the evolution. Brands that do not evolutionize will absolutely die. But brands that embrace the evolution of technology in the world today, digital technology, the social sphere we live in, that understand how to activate through Twitter, through Facebook, through Instagram, you know, wherever the social sphere has to take us, we have to learn to engage and teach our students how to have a true omni-channel approach. And that's the education they're going to get here at USF and every part of the communications school. So if they have a dream, we're going to activate that dream, but we're going to roll that dream forward into the world of relevancy for today.
And one of the things that's been mentioned during the recent donations from other donors such as yourself, particularly with the College of Business, is that the donors kind of hope that there is a inspiration that you give to fellow alumni, maybe fellow businesses in the community, to give back to schools. Is that part of your purpose here as well?
So I want to challenge the businessmen and businesswomen in our community throughout Florida and throughout the world. It's time. It's time to give back. It's time to associate ourselves and our brands with the universities throughout the country. It's time to set the tone for the children that are attending these universities. These young adults need our input, need our relevancy, need our involvement, and they need our cash. It's time to step up, and it's time to get involved.
And I asked Lynn Pepinger this as an alumni. When you were attending USF, did you ever imagine you were going to have a name, your name on a building here?
When I attended USF, I was a dreamer. I was always a dreamer ever since I was a little boy. But never did I dream about having my name on a building.
Well, you do now have your name on the building. It is the Zimmerman School of Advertising and Mass Communications at USF. And Jordan Zimmerman, again, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. It's my honor and pleasure.